وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا رفق، بارك الله فيك. You asking about that famous hadith, why known? It's why known and famous because it includes few points in the اعتقاد and have a lot of aims for Islam. They try to stop our religion through it. And generally, أخي بارك الله فيك, the hadith is authentic إن شاء الله. And I think you know that authentic by Sheikh Albani رحمة الله تعالى, why known and famous. And موجود في كتب أهل السنة وكتب الاعتقاد, in books of أهل السنة and the books of the عقيدة of أهل السنة, it's widespread there. And the معنى of it and the meaning of it is it's beautiful and it doesn't have any conflict or contradictions with our principles in Islam. And if I'm not mistaken, it's from حديث ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عند أهل السنة. And the one of the points that they used, they said, why the Tawbah been blocked from Fir'aun, even though he's misguided, even though the Tawbah should be open for everybody with no exception. So why Jibril did that kind of act? You understand? The answer is, you misunderstand. Actually, in our religion, is a fact that the Tawbah will never be accepted from the human in a specific situation. One of it, if he is in Sakaratul Maut. In Sakaratul Maut. For the person, if he is in Sakaratum and the death sickness, even if he did Tawbah, he's not accepted, and already not accepted at all, not accepted from him. Why? Because he already see the signs of Allah Ta'ala and the truth was the benefit. You understand? ولهذا يقول الله تعالى في القرآن, يقول وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات. The Tawbah is not for those people who they do the سيئات, they do the محرمة, they do the forbiddens. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن. And when the death come to them, they say, now I have Tawbah, now I repent to my Lord. The Tawbah not for you. Even if you say it, it's not for you because you finish already. You are nearly finished and you start seeing the sign of Allah Azza wa Jal. You understand? This number one. Number two, Fir'aun at that time, the big miracle happened already and he saw all these kind of miracles. Till he see Jibreel feed him the mud so he don't speak. Simple as that. You understand? So he saw all the signs and he saw the miracles and everything. Means khalas, he is dead already and this is just a punishment in dunya before the akhirah for him to suffer more. Only that. You understand? Number three, he say it. Who said to you he didn't say the word? He say it, but Allah didn't accept it. Allah in the Quran, he said, قال حتى إذا أدركه الغرق, when he drowned in the water, he say, آمنت بالذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. الآن وقد عصيت قبل وكنت من المفسدين. Now you say it. You say لا إله إلا الله now. Means he say it, but Allah didn't accept it from him. So he didn't have the mercy. So what is the benefit of the act of Jibreel? Because Jibreel feel jealous and he feel angry with him and he really want to punish him for him to feel how the Lord is angry with him, because Jibreel love his Lord also. And what Fir'aun did is something big in the balance of the human beings. He is one of the most criminals in the mankind. You understand? Simple as that. So, and you know that ayah, قال الله تعالى وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. We will never come down to the earth without the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Means Allah gave him the permission. Jibreel took the permission from Allah Ta'ala to go down and to feed him the mud. So Allah Jalla gave him the permission and he went down. So there is no contradiction, as simple as that. بارك الله فيك.